the distillation tower. Now the next sort of distillation is quite different. This one's called a steam distillation. This now is not for our case of binary liquid mixtures, which are behaving in an ideal fashion where they're miscible. This is now dealing with an immiscible organic liquid put into water. So it's a two-phase system. We agitate the mixture, and under those conditions, each liquid is behaving quite independently. So our vapour pressure now does not equal the sum of the vapour pressures coming out of Rout's law. It actually just equals the vapour pressure of pure water, vapour pressure of pure organic at that temperature. Now here's our plot of vapour pressure versus temperature. And the yellow one is indicating the vapour pressure of pure organic with temperature, red pure water with temperature, and blue the total pressure above our mixture. So what we can see then is that as long as we've got organic and water present, then we'll get this blue curve. Now to get to the normal boiling point, we have to hit one atmosphere pressure. So drawing a tie line across, one atmosphere then hits the blue line here. Whereas to get to the boiling point with water, we would have to have the temperature ramped right up to that point there. Now that's the huge advantage of steam distillation. We get to the boiling point where we remove both the organic material and the water at a much lower temperature than if we had pure components alone. And remember, in a regular fractional distillation, you would have to remove the more volatile one first before you got access to the less volatile one. Now, the less volatile one in this case is definitely the organic compound in yellow. If you try to heat it up to this point here, where it hit one atmosphere pressure, this is a totally not to scale diagram. For most organic compounds, if this is 100 degrees C, this point here would be like 180 degrees C. And most organic compounds, they might boil at that temperature if you could ever get to it, but generally speaking, they just break down before you ever hit it. That is what we call cracking. That's why steam distillation is used in a lot of natural product work, because it's a useful way then of purifying material without destroying it, simply taking advantage of, as long as these guys are immiscible, then they behave independently of each other, and it's also independent of the proportions that are present. As long as you've got some organic and some water, then you can carry out steam distillation. The vapor composition is simply reflecting the relative pure vapor